See the young woman baking pies. See the young woman start a business baking pies. See the young woman become an old woman. I met Sarah after she'd been in business for 3 years. She told me they had been the longest 3 years of my life. Sarah's business was named All About Pies, not its real name. But in truth, Sarah's business wasn't really all about pies. It was really all about work. The work Sarah did. The work Sarah used to love to do more than anything else, plus the work Sarah had never done in her life. In fact, Sarah told me, not only do I hate to do all this, she spread her arms, taking in the small shop in which we stood, but I hate, she emphasized the word almost fiercely, I hate baking pies. I can't stand the thought of pies. I can't stand the smell of pies. I can't stand the sight of pies. And then she started crying. The sweet, fresh aroma of pies filled the air. It was 7 a.m., and All About Pies was to open in 30 minutes. But Sarah's mind was someplace else. It's 7 o'clock, she said, wiping her eyes with her apron as though reading my mind. Do you realize I've been here since 3 o'clock this morning, and that I was up at 2 to get ready, and that by the time I get the pies ready, open for business, take care of my customers, clean up, close up, do the shopping, reconcile the cash register, go to the bank, have dinner, and get the pies ready for tomorrow's bake. It'll be 9:30 or 10 o'clock tonight, and by the time I do all that, by the time any normal person, for God's sake, would say that the day was done, I will then also need to sit down and begin to figure out how I'm going to pay the rent next month. And all this, she spread her arms wearily again as though to accentuate everything she'd just said, because my very best friends told me I was crazy not to open a pie shop because I was so damn good at it. And what's worse, I believed them. I saw a way out of the horrible job I used to have. I saw a way to get free, doing work I loved to do, and doing it all for me. She was on a tear that I didn't want to interrupt. I waited quietly to hear what she would say next. Instead, she kicked the huge black oven in front of her with her right foot. Damn, she exploded. Damn, damn, damn. For emphasis, she kicked the oven again, and then slumped, sighed deeply, and hugged herself almost desperately. What do I do now? She said, almost in a whisper. Not really asking me, I knew, but asking herself. Sarah leaned against the wall and remained there quietly for a long moment, staring at her feet. The large clock in the wall ticked loudly in the empty shop. I could hear the cars driving by on the busy street in front of the shop as the city came awake. The sun shone harshly through the spotless windows, sweeping the gleaming oak floor in front of the counter. I could see the dust in the stream of light hanging suspended as though waiting for Sarah to speak. She was deep in debt. She had spent everything she had and more to create this lovely little shop. The floors were the best oak. The ovens were the best ovens. The displays were charming, the very best money could buy. She had put her heart into this place, just as she had put her heart into her pies, falling in love with baking as a young girl, mentored by her aunt who had lived with her family while Sarah was growing up. Her aunt had filled her family's kitchen, Sarah's childhood, with the delicious sweet aroma of freshly baked pies. Her aunt had introduced her to the magic of the process, the kneading of the dough, the cleaning of the oven, the sprinkling of the flour, the preparation of the trays, the careful cutting of the apples, the cherries, the rhubarb, the peaches. It was a labor of love. Her aunt had corrected her when, in her haste, Sarah had hurried the process. Her aunt had told her time and time again, "Sarah, dear, we have all the time in the world. Baking pies is not about getting done. It's about baking pies." And Sarah thought she understood her. But now Sarah knew that baking pies was all about getting done. Baking pies was ruin for her, at least she thought it was. The clock continued its emphatic ticking. I watched as Sarah seemed to shrink even closer to herself. I knew how oppressive it must be for her to find herself so deeply in debt, to feel so helpless in the face of it. Where was her aunt now? Who was going to teach her what to do next? "Sarah," I said as carefully as I could, "it's time to learn all about pies all over again." The technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure takes the work he loves to do and turns it into a job. The work that was born out of love becomes a chore among a welter of other less familiar and less pleasant chores. Rather than maintaining its specialness, representing the unique skill the technician possesses and upon which he started the business, the work becomes trivialized, something to get through in order to make room for everything else that must be done. I told Sarah that every technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure experiences exactly the same thing. First, exhilaration. Second, terror. Third, exhaustion. And finally, despair. A terrible sense of loss, not only the loss of what was closest to them, their special relationship with their work, but the loss of purpose, the loss of self. Sarah looked at me with a sense of relief, as though she felt seen, but not judged. "You've got my number," she said. "But what do I do now?" "You take this one step at a time," I answered. "The technician isn't the only problem you've got to deal with here.